Chapter 12. Before long, I woke up to the sound of clomping boots from up on the surface above. My eyes slowly fluttered open, and I saw Rebecca and Aaliyah staring down at me from over the edge of the pit. Both women wore large, knowing smiles across their faces, though they remained silent as their eyes fluttered back and forth between Amarla, Skye, and Naomi.
It looks like somebody had a great night.
Aaliyah finally giggled down at me.
Are you four all done down there?
Rebecca smirked.
We have a war to finish, if you don't mind.
I don't. I wrapped my arms around the naked women at my side. I think there's been a change of plans. I'm gonna stay down here, and you all can go and kill the Demon King, okay?
Get dressed, my lord,
Aaliyah said with a playful roll of her eyes.
Besides, we cannot open the door without Maias, and you are apparently his keeper at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I guess I should get up there and see what that fat ass is up to, huh? Sorry, ladies, but I think it's time to finally wake up.
Oh.
Skye sighed as she rubbed her eyes.
So soon. Soon.
Naomi chuckled.
We've been asleep for nearly 5 hours. That's not a lot of time.
Imarla pouted.
It is when you're on a campaign,
the lizard mage explained.
When time is of the essence, every single second matters. Those seconds did matter,
the half-mermaid said.
They matter very, very much. Just quit chatting and get up here,
Rebecca grumbled.
We want to go smash some more skulls.
Sometimes that bear demi-human scared me. All right, I sighed as I stood up, still completely in the buff. Rebecca and Aaliyah both let out soft giggles when they saw my manhood, though they'd seen it many times before. Many fun, exciting times before. I slid my robe back over my body in a flash, though my eyes couldn't help but linger on the silky smooth skin of Skye as she got up and stretched for a second. The blue-skinned beauty held her arms up over her head, which somehow made her perfectly pert breasts even more perky.
You heard them, Evan.
Skye winked when she saw me admiring her body.
We don't have time for another round.
Damn shame, I said. I could actually easily go for a couple more rounds. Much to my dismay, Skye, Imarla, and Naomi put their clothes back on, and I motioned for them to step back a few feet. Then I transformed myself into my dragon form, let them climb up onto my back, and shot upward toward the top of the pit. The women on my back cackled with glee as the wind zipped past their bodies, and seconds later we found ourselves topside. Zoclan, Zarek, and Nike were all over by the far side of the cavern, and they seemed to be having a great time. Nike had the sword of light brandished, which he moved around his body with grace as he practiced his sword play. Zoclan and Zarek both stood there, with smirks as they watched the noble do the deadly dance, though their eyes quickly shifted over to our position when they saw us exit the pit.
Ha 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 ha! There he is, Zoclan declared with a booming laugh. I was beginning to think you'd gone off to the Demon King all by yourself.
I may be a little cocky sometimes, I joked, but I'm not stupid enough to try something like that. I floated down to the ground, where I let my friends off my body before I shifted back into my human form. I wasted no time walking up to the giant stone double doors, and then I proceeded to search deep within my spiritual sea for the pocket dimension that held Maias. Soon I felt a tiny rift open in space and time, and I heard the bastard's voice seemingly out of thin air.
"Finally going to face me like a man," he hissed. "Let me out of here and I'll—"
"What?" I shot back. "Are you going to eat me?"
"Maybe."
"Well, you're never getting out of this dimension," I snorted. "In fact, as soon as I get this door open, you're never going to get to interact with another living creature ever again."
"You bloody coward!"
Maias screamed. The demon's disembodied voice continued to shriek obscenities at me for a few more seconds before the engravings on the stone door began to light up. And then there was the sound of stone scraping against stone as they slowly opened. "Thanks again," I said sarcastically. And then I commanded the entrance to the pocket dimension to close.
"You bastard!"
Myas's voice began. But it was cut off as soon as it had appeared. Meanwhile, my friends had all joined me in front of the stone doors, and we were in a fighting stance as we prepared for whatever was on the other side. For all we knew, the Demon King himself might have marched his army down to these doors and was waiting for us to step out of our impenetrable fort. However, when the doors finally finished opening, all I saw was the sight of a large, empty room.
"I was sure there would at least be a demon or two," Nike said as he lowered the Sword of Light to his side.
"Perhaps the Demon King doesn't know where we are," Zarek suggested.
"Maybe," Zoklan trailed off.
"Though I think that is highly unlikely. We are in his domain, and he was able to find us easily before."
"Then why isn't he throwing everything at us?" I asked.
"Because,"
my father frowned and furrowed his eyebrows.
"I think our enemy is making a statement at this point. A statement that he is not afraid of us whatsoever, and is perfectly fine with having us march into his den and confront him."
Rebecca snorted.
"I've got a more positive thought. I bet the Demon King hasn't sent anybody to find us, because he's out of people. We've killed pretty much all of his right-hand demons, and we've completely decimated his army."
"Either way, the Demon King's den is our next destination," I reminded everyone.
"Do you think that Cavan will truly lead us to him?" Zoklan asked.
"It's just a hunch right now," I explained. "Though I strongly suspect that's the case. If this area here really is a gathering spot for the Demon King's army, then he would want to be here, right? We came from that direction over there, and this one here led us into Myas's room. That only leaves one option. The large tunnel, which is suspiciously the same height as the massive demon who rules over the underworld."
"Be about your wits, everyone," Nike warned. "We don't know what sort of horrors might be lurking in this tunnel. I'll take point and light the way with Anya's power."
The Noble of the Sword of Light walked to the front of our group, drew his sword, and set it aglow with white light. Then the rest of us cautiously drew our weapons, and we headed forward together. I went to the back of the group, just in case anything decided to follow us into the tunnel if there was a surprise attack from behind. We entered the massive hallway, which I immediately noticed had long, dragging marks on the ceiling. Two of them, about 2 feet apart. Horns. The more I found out about this pathway, the more I thought it would lead us to where we needed to go.
"Let's go over the closing process one more time," I whispered to Naomi as we walked through the caverns. "I don't know how long we'll have after we kill the Demon King to close the breach before all the other demons and freaky shit from this world retaliates."
"It is alarmingly simple,"
Naomi admitted.
"So much so, I'm surprised nobody has tried it yet."
"Well, there is the fact you have to jump into the breach with a magic scepter," Zarek snarked, "which was thought to be lost in a vast lava-covered wasteland. And then the fact that once you get here, you're constantly under threat of death from the horrific beasts that reside in this world."
"Okay, okay,"
the lizard mage chuckled.
"I understand your point. Doesn't change the fact the spell itself is simple."
"Just tell me what I need to do," I said. "I want to run over it a few more times in my head before it's time."
"It's your sword, Evan,"
Naomi explained.
"The magic of your spiritual sea, which has been heightened from your bond with the other noble spirits, will be channeled through your most sacred weapon. I simply must say the incantation 7 times, and then you will feel a surge of power within your body. Once the incantation is recited the 7th time, you must command your blade to form a spiritual seal."
"A spiritual seal?" I asked. "I thought we were closing the breach for good."
"It is a permanent seal," Zoklan interjected. Think of it like how your body heals from a cut. You're just providing the material to form the scab.
That is a disgusting analogy, Father, I chuckled. But I understand.
Once you have created the spiritual seal,
Naomi continued,
the breach will begin to close.
And I'm guessing this means we're in a time crunch to get out then? I asked. And the lizard woman nodded. Oh, fuck. How much time do we have?
That's difficult to say.
Naomi sighed.
There was nothing in any of the ancient scrolls or texts that gave an estimate on the time frame of the breach's closing, only that it would start to close immediately after the seal was created.
Knowing our luck, I figured it wasn't going to be very long, so it would probably end up as a race against time to make sure we actually made it through. And if we somehow weren't fast enough, then we'd be trapped in here forever.
This all begs the question,
Aaliyah spoke up.
How do we get out of this place? The same way we entered?
The shaded scepter should allow us to pass through in both directions, Zoclan said. No matter where we are on either side, it will work the same way as before. We all must be holding on to it when we hit the portal, and then it will drop us out on whatever is on the other side of where we breach. No pun intended, of course.
I can use Remna's tendrils again,
Marla offered. Fuck, I chuckled. This whole thing does sound pretty simple.
We all know it's not going to actually be that easy in practice, Zarek mumbled. We don't even know what awaits us in the Demon King's Den, if that is truly where we are going.
What do I need to say? I ignored my uncle's naysaying and looked at Naomi. To actually summon the spiritual sea?
It is an ancient incantation,
she said.
It goes as follows. Spirits within, those who have graciously given their power as if it was my own, come to me now and seal off the world from this ungodly blight. Let your light flow through me as one body, and let the tip of my blade act as the catalyst of the gods. Imprison the monsters around me, and never let them see the light of day again. Spirits, guide my blade, for the gods and all that is good in the world.
That's a mouthful, I snorted. But I'll practice.
Not here,
Rebecca gasped.
You don't want to close it now, do you? It will only work after the 7 repetitions, Rebecca.
Naomi giggled.
Have you not been paying attention? I'm a little distracted,
the bare demi-human admitted.
Mainly by the thought of how large this Demon King truly is.
He's massive, I said. I've only seen his blurry shape through the breach, but he's much larger than any demon we've fought so far. Even Maius.
And you think we can defeat him?
Marla gulped. I know we can, I nodded. That's why I brought all of you along, so you could help me put this fucker in the ground.
You will have to make the killing blow, Evan, Zoclan said.
The rest of us might be able to distract the Demon King or give him superficial wounds, but you're the only one with the pure spirit.
He's right,
Naomi added.
You're the only one powerful enough to end this.
Then that's exactly what I'll do, I growled. As long as you guys have my back, I know we'll be victorious. Even as the words left my mouth, my brain jumped to all the possibilities of what could happen in the coming moments. This tunnel could easily turn out to be a red herring, and then we'd be stuck back at square one. Another alternative might be that this tunnel really did lead us to the Demon King, but he would already know we were on our way, and would have an entire army waiting for us. Then there was option 3, which was that the Demon King wasn't aware we were coming, but it wouldn't matter anyway. He would be too strong, and even with all of our combined efforts, it wouldn't be enough to defeat him. Option 4 was our total and absolute victory, though that one was the most difficult to imagine. I didn't know the statistical odds of option 4 being the outcome, but I figured it wasn't very high. The 9 of us pressed on through the tunnels for another hour, though it was difficult to tell if we were making any progress. All of the surroundings looked exactly the same, from the damp and rigid walls to the ceilings with the 2 horn marks, to the floors that were wet and uneven. Hell, at this point I was kind of regretting defeating Myas. At least when there was miasma in the air, it got stronger the closer we got to an enemy. Now it just felt like we were aimlessly plodding on through a long tunnel.
Are we sure this is the right way?
Sky eventually asked with a frown.
Do you see any other ways?
Rebecca scoffed as she gestured around.
There is only one path. Does know what I meant.
Sky sighed.
I'm just beginning to wonder if there is anything at the end of this tunnel. What? Do you want to turn around?
Rebecca mused.
We've already been walking for an hour. And we could be walking several more.
There's no going back now, I reminded my friends. Trust me, I've thought about it. We have to keep moving forward. We already know what's back at the other end of this tunnel, and it's not anything useful. Then I got an idea. I had no idea if it was going to work, but if it somehow did, it would confirm or deny our hypothesis in an instant. Stand back, I told everyone. And once I had enough space, I transformed myself into a dragon and held up my right foreleg.
Evan? Zoclan asked. What are you doing?
Everybody hop on, I ordered my friends. And I bowed down so they could reach me. I'm going to send a message to the Demon King.
A message?
Naomi raised an eyebrow.
What possible good would that... Oh. What?
Rebecca asked.
What am I missing here? He's messenger dragon!
Aaliyah gasped.
If he sends a message to the Demon King, the dragon will lead us right to him.
As long as I use my super speed, I reminded them all. Those little buggers run fast.
This is why you're the Emperor, Zarek smirked. I never would have thought of that. Good one, kid.
I'm not 100% sure it'll work, I admitted. Our magic is kind of hit and miss down here.
There is only one way to find out, son, Zoclan said.
My friends all walked over to my side, and then they hopped up on my back. I felt Amarla's magical tendrils wrap around my wings tightly as I dug my feet into the ground and prepared to launch myself forward like an Olympic sprinter. Then, once I was sure everybody was in place and secure, I summoned a silver dragon.
Deliver this message to the Demon King, I said to the little guy. You're fucked, asshole.
The silver dragon tilted its head to the side as if it were trying to process my words or why I had said them. It then let out a high-pitched squeak and took off, straight ahead through the tunnel.
Ha ha! It worked!
Nike cackled.
Everybody hold on, I warned, and try not to get whiplash.
I called upon my super speed ability and then propelled myself forward as hard as I could. My feet slammed into the rocky ground with a rhythmic thumping noise as I chased after my messenger dragon, and eventually, I was right on its tail. We came to a fork in the tunnel, but the little guy just banked to the right and kept on going. He was a messenger dragon with a mission, after all. Every muscle in my body ached from the strain of running at this speed for such a long time, though my healing powers rejuvenated them almost as quickly as they were strained. The silver dragon made three more turns before he finally started to slow down, and I skidded to a stop when I saw what lay before us, an opening, quite literally a light at the end of the tunnel. The messenger dragon dashed through the threshold without a moment's hesitation, but I wanted to approach the situation with a little more caution.
Is that it?
Sky asked.
I think so, I said. Everybody off, and we'll figure out what to do from there.
My friends slid off my back, and I transformed back into my human form. Then I drew the Sword of Hatra from my spatial storage immediately and clasped it tightly in my hand. I had a feeling it would be getting a lot of use very soon. My friends and I slowly approached the threshold, and I peeked past the corner and saw the tunnel expanded out into a cavern bigger than anything I could have even imagined. The floors of this cave were completely covered in the same material that made up other demons' nests, and on the walls were nothing but the carvings of symbols.
They must have been written in a demonic language because even with my translation magic, I couldn't make out what any of them actually meant. They were all over the damn place, and there wasn't an inch of the cavern that wasn't covered with the madman-like scribbles. The cavern had no ceiling, but rather the top of the structure was wide open and staring directly into the massive portal between the breach and Rama. I could see the white jade temple on the other side, though it was off in the distance and somewhat obscured by the magic. And at the center of the room sat the Demon King. The fucker was massive, at least 20 feet tall, with 4 large horns on his head that added another few feet to his height. He sat in a cross-legged position with his arms crossed over his body, and I realized his arms were the length of a giant redwood tree. The Demon King's skin was so black it was hard to make out any wrinkles or creases or blemishes, and at the end of each appendage sat a massive hand the size of a stove. The Demon King only had 4 fingers, though each one was topped off with a curved raptor-like claw that stretched 6 feet long. The fucker had no nose, only 2 slitted nostrils that reminded me of a snake, and no lips around his mouth, just a simple horizontal slit in his head with a few jagged teeth poking out from the top. The 4 horns on his head seemed to intertangle together to form something of a crown, and his eyes were closed as he sat there silently. Still, I knew what they looked like. It was hard to forget those horrible, glowing orange eyes that stared back at me through the breach so long ago. We all watched as the messenger dragon approached the Demon King without a care in the world, and then it squeaked loudly when it arrived at his feet. The Demon King's right eye opened slightly, and he let out a confused grunt as he looked down at the dragon in front of him. Suddenly, the dragon jumped up into the air, floated until it was eye level with the bastard, and made another chirping noise. "You're fucked, asshole," my voice came from the tiny silver dragon. The Demon King growled as his orange eyes narrowed, but the dragon evaporated into a flash of silver light as quickly as it had appeared. Meanwhile, the Demon King began to calmly look around the room.
"You've found me, Evan of Hatra,"
the Demon King's booming voice asked.
"Do come out and say hello."
"This is it, guys," I whispered to my friends as I looked at them all. "We still have the element of surprise on our hands, so we'd better take full advantage of it."
"What do you propose?" Zoclan asked.
"Well, the bigger they are, the harder they fall," I said. "Imarla, grab onto the Demon King's legs with your tendrils. Everybody else, blast that fucker in the chest and knock him off his feet. If we can get him on the ground, we'll have enough time to actually do some damage before he gets back up."
"How do I get over there without him seeing?"
Imarla asked. "I'll get you there," I explained. "Everybody else, just be ready, okay? The second you see the Demon King's legs bound, you attack. No hesitation."
"You don't have to worry about that, son," Zoclan growled. "I've wanted to kill this son of a bitch for centuries, and I've thought about this day for equally as long."
I scooped Imarla up in my arms and held her close to my body. And then I peeked past the threshold again and looked over to the Demon King.
"Come out, Evan of Hatra," he chuckled. "You've come all this way. I simply want to show you a bit of hospitality."
"Ready?" I whispered to Imarla, who gave me a nod. The rest of my friends held their weapons at the ready, while Zoclan and Zarek were down on all fours, prepared to transform. I took a deep breath before I turned back to the cavern, and then I summoned up my super speed. I dashed forward with Imarla still in my arms, and I zipped around the Demon King's body without being spotted. The second I came to a halt, dark black tendrils of magic sprouted from Amarla's sword and proceeded to wrap themselves around the fucker's giant ankles. The rest of my friends burst forth from their hiding spot, and the cavern lit up as they released their attacks. Zarek sprayed a blast of fire onto the Demon King, while Zoclan hit him with acid breath. Lightning from Sky's blade was not far behind, and Nike tried to stun the fucker with a blinding flash of white light.
The Demon King let out a surprised grunt as all their attacks struck him, and then he stumbled back a few steps before he had a chance to retaliate. Imarla's tendrils went taut, and I quickly summoned up a few tendrils of stone around us to keep us in place. The Demon King was tripped up by the makeshift wire, and he fell back on his ass. Now was my chance. I summoned my foresight magic and saw three different paths of glowing gold magic in the air. All three of them led to the Demon King's throat, so I pulled out the Sword of Healing and took off at full speed. Once I got about halfway there, however, I felt a massive impact against my right side, and I was lifted off my feet and tossed across the room like a rag doll. I transformed into my dragon form and caught myself with my wings before I hit the wall. And as I swooped around, I saw the Demon King was already back on his feet.
"Trickery!" the Demon King spat. "You cannot defeat me on your own, so you resort to dirty tricks!"
"That's rich," I snorted, "coming from the guy who uses reanimated corpses to fight for him." The Demon King's orange eyes narrowed as an evil grin twisted up the corners of his mouth.
"So, we finally meet, Evan of Hotra," he mused.
"It's a shame we can't just sit here and shoot the shit," I taunted. "But I've got a mission to get to. One that you're really getting in the way of."
"Closing my precious portal?"
"No."
"Killing you," I growled.
The Demon King let out a long, hearty bellow at my words.
"Kill me? You are not that powerful, Evan of Hotra."
"I guess we'll find out," I shrugged. I used my super speed to fly back toward the Demon King, but he was just as fast as I was. I had to barrel roll to the right to avoid the incoming slash of his claws, and then I swooped around behind his head and sucked in a deep breath. I blasted white-hot fire down onto his neck, and he let out a pained roar in response. The Demon King spun around, opened his mouth wide, and unleashed what could only be described as a supersonic screech. My ears rang as the sound waves literally blasted me out of the sky, and I struggled to catch myself before I spiraled down to the ground and landed with a thud. The Demon King reached up and touched the back of his neck, which caused him to wince in pain instantly, and his orange eyes opened wide as realization seemed to kick in. I'd hurt him.
"That's right," I warned.
"And there's a lot more where that came from."
"I gave you a chance, Evan of Hotra," the Demon King snarled. "Yet you refuse to join me. Now, you will die."
Now we were talking.